The University of North Carolina School of the Arts Fall Dance Concerts provide triad audiences with a glimpse into the highly professional training that goes on at the school. For the student dancers themselves, it's an opportunity to approach new works from both an academic and vocational perspective under the collaborative guidance of some of today's leading dancer choreographers. BESSY Award-winning performer, New York City-based choreographer, and UNCSA alumna Kimberly Bartosik was a longtime member of the legendary Merce Cunningham Dance Company. Her recent works, commissioned and presented by Dance Theater Workshop, New York Live Arts, and others, explore space, time, and audience perspective. Taiwan native and UNCSA School of Dance Contemporary Dance faculty Ming Lung Yang was founding member and artistic director of Dance Forum Taipei Dance Company, and his choreography has been presented around the world. Both artists will premiere new works performed by UNCSA dancers during Fall Dance. They spoke with me recently between rehearsals. Ming's work, Lotto, combines the placement and interpretation of numbers to generate specific movements. It's an evolving and highly collaborative work.
I had originally, I make a show phrase based on number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. And I show them and I tell them that this is how I look at the number. I would like you to make your own number.
How have the students responded to that?
Right now, especially that, I mean, Kimberly knows that a lot of contemporary choreographers, they collaborate with their dancers a lot. Yeah, right now, that how we make works, we don't usually generate movement only. We give idea. We hope that the dancers can, based on the idea, and show what they have. Because oftentimes, I found that if I keep asking them to do exactly what I like them to do, they are not me. They can never be exactly what I like them to do. But I learned that after I open my hands, I feel I get more. I get more of them. So I have to leave room for them to show themselves. And once they are confident to show themselves, everything's beautiful.
So I've made this piece very much in response to who they are. But actually, when I look at what I've made, there are such strong kernels of what I do with my professional work that have somehow come along through this process in a really kind of beautiful way, because I just didn't know that I was sort of translating my ideas about space or my ideas about time passing or my ideas about violence, that they weren't consciously coming through because I wasn't thinking that it was appropriate for this group. But they're such a phenomenally mature group of dancers that things have been filtering into them in very significant ways. And a couple people, when they've seen some rehearsals, they say, wow, this is a really adult piece. And I feel so proud of that, because I feel like somehow our worlds have, we've had this meeting. Like, I've brought my adult ideas about the world, and then they've grown up a lot in this process and have been so open to real exploration. They experiment with sounds. So we have different sounds every day. I'm like, let's try this, let's try this, let's try this, let's face that way, let's do this way. And they just have been trying it. So it's been really very dynamic, barely finished.
Barely. BESSY Award-winning performer, New York City-based choreographer, and University of North Carolina School of the Arts alumna Kimberly Bartosik. And before her, we heard from UNCSA School of Dance Contemporary Dance faculty Ming Lung Yang. Their new works, along with that of Associate Dean Brenda Daniels, will be premiered during UNCSA's Fall Dance Concert beginning Tuesday, November 19th through the 23rd, with evening performances at 7:30 and a Saturday matinee at 2 in the Agnes DeMille Theater on the UNCSA campus. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.